Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
942, 18 before 10. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome in, if you will, the pride of Brother Martin High School. Your local weather expert, WWL-TV chief meteorologist, Chris Franklin. Nice round of applause. How you doing,
I love
Chris?
It. The pride of Brother Martin. I'll take it.
Yep. Let me tell you, I've been watching you on the weather, and we need to get you a late-night talk show. You got a sense of comedy timing that you're killing it, man. How's everything going, all right?
We have a lot of fun. We have a great team at night, and we enjoy each other's company.
Well, I enjoy watching you. I really do. And you make it entertaining because it's kind of hard during the summertime, isn't it? Other than the heavy rain, it's pretty much the same thing.
I don't mind. I say this all the time. I don't mind boring in the summer because that means we're not dealing with the tropics. So I'll take boring and daily rain if that means we don't have anything to worry about tropically.
I hear that. So speaking of which, what do the tropics look like as it stands now?
As it stands right now, quiet. There's one area that the Hurricane Center has been mentioning. It's actually something that is sitting over Mississippi, Alabama at the moment. And will eventually move off the East Coast. Yeah, it's one of these that they're you know, the technology is certainly better, and they are warning, maybe giving a little too much of a heads up and warning now, to where it's not exactly crying wolf, but the Hurricane Center does give these kind of long range heads ups with something, and it's actually the little system that is spinning over the Gulf South that has been keeping us a little bit wetter the last few days. Eventually, that's going to move off the coast of Georgia, South Carolina, Florida, and may try and form something, although looking at the models last night, nothing was developing anything. So it's something that they point out, and, you know, many of these, if, you know, you kind of pay attention, most of them don't end up doing anything. It's just one of those areas that the Hurricane Center is monitoring. Doesn't necessarily mean it's going to do anything or not, and at the moment has a low percent chance. And really, looking at a lot of the long-range computer models, we look to be in fairly decent shape through the end of the month and even going into the start of August, especially for the Gulf Coast region. We look to stay fairly quiet. So I take it a day at a time, and luckily it looks like we're going to stay fairly quiet for the next at least week and a half or so.
You know, one thing, among the things that make me a fan of yours, besides the gift cards you send me, would be, the fact that, and I don't want to get, you know, I don't want to beat up on the National Weather Service or anything, but it seems as though, and I've heard you kind of hint toward this, that we get told things just because they can, and the technology is there, but maybe it's something that we wouldn't even, in the old days, wouldn't have even mentioned or thought about or worried about. Is that accurate?
Oh, and not even the old days, just within the last decade, I would say. I keep it a range that small.
I call that the old days.
Exactly. Well, that was back when you were just a kid. Yeah,
you were
6 years old, 10 years.
I can barely remember, but yes. Yeah, I was a kid. Go ahead.
We'll go with that. And, you know, the technology is improved in terms of computer models are getting far better than they have just since I've been in television weather. And then the observing capabilities, our satellites are far better. And so, it does, you know, kind of beg the question of, okay, now that we can see everything and almost nearly predict everything, are our warning systems almost too advanced in the fact that or to the point that we're talking about every little cluster of thunderstorms that has a minute chance of developing, to where people are like, oh, there's another system. Okay, well, they talked about five systems last week and not one of them developed into anything, and they're talking about another one this week, and, you know, it begs that question of, are we almost talking too much about these things to where people just play it off as, oh, well, they talk about 60 of these things and, you know, less than half actually end up doing something in terms of developing into a tropical system. It's one of those that, you know, we'll mention on air, and more often than not, I don't spend a whole lot of time on it.
I think they've cheapened, and it's not you, a tornado warning, because I believe it used to be there was a tornado on the ground or they spotted one. Now they issue a tornado warning when the conditions are likely right for one to develop.
Well, that's going to be a watch, that when conditions are primed for a tornado, that's when we have a tornado watch, and a tornado watch is going to cover a very large area. Now, a warning is either it was confirmed on the ground by an observer or radar is indicating that there is a tornado. And more often than not, and I don't know the numbers precisely, but I would say 98% or higher of our tornado warnings in southeast Louisiana and southern Mississippi are radar indicated.
I got you.
Which means the radar is indicating that there is some rotation, and just based on what I've seen, it may be about a, you know, 60-40 percentage as to them actually being a tornado and not being a tornado. So our weather service folks are fantastic, and I know just about all of the meteorologists up there, and they're very knowledgeable. To say that they're over-warning is not really fair to them. When the radar is indicating that there is rotation in a thunderstorm and there is likely a tornado, a warning is issued. However, when you look at the numbers nationwide, the National Weather Service office in New Orleans has issued more tornado warnings than any other office in the country, and that includes, you know, kind of the southern Tornado Alley in northern Alabama, northern Mississippi, and even Tornado Alley in Oklahoma, Kansas. We issue more tornado warnings than even those Weather Service offices.
Let me talk about the rain. I'm a little bit confused about the average and total rainfall. Are we tracking to have the wettest year, or do we just need a couple more inches of rain to have the wettest year? Where are we standing with all that?
No, the wettest year, and I'm going to forget the number precisely, was in 1991, and we're not even close to hitting that. Where we stand right now, we're over 60 inches of rain at Kenner. The average rain for us for an entire year is 63 inches. So we're only a heavy downpour away at the airport from reaching our yearly average in July. So we're not on track right now to hit a record year per se, because we may see drier months. As a matter of fact, some of the climate outlooks for August are indicating we should be a bit drier. And then October, November are drier months for us. So, you know, we could pick up those numbers in maybe September or December. But as we stand right now, we're on track to reach our yearly average, you know, just a little more than halfway through the entire year. We're just in a very wet pattern right now. The Bermuda High, I'll talk about this a lot on air. It's the summertime pattern that brings that persistent southeasterly wind off of the Caribbean and the Gulf. It brings that deep fetch of moisture. And depending upon exactly how the Bermuda High is set up in any given summer, we'll determine just how much rain we get. If the high is set up more over us, that is what leads to our very dry, very hot summers. If it's positioned in such a way that we have more of a persistent southeasterly or southerly flow, then that leads to more of our wet summers. And we have been in a very wet summer. Our spring was the wettest spring on record. So we had a very wet spring. And it really isn't, though, the summer months that are putting us up to that almost yearly average. It's actually because of the very wet March, April, and May that we saw here.
Chris, I enjoy watching you. I really do. I enjoy talking to you. You're going to have to come back more often, all right?
Always a pleasure. Anytime.
We'll get you a game show or something like that, because you have abilities that are not completely being used to their fullest. I looked it up, by the way, 102 inches in 1991. That's what you're talking about?
I wanted to say it was 100 and some odd, but I didn't want to go on the record as being misquoted. So, yeah, 102. It was a lot. That was – we're, you know, moving along, but we're clearly not even close to that. However, you know, a lot of times we'll see some of our wettest seasons or wettest years because of a – tropical system, which we, you know, even hadn't really dealt with this year, and hopefully won't.
Let's hope not. Chris, thank you. And if you can find a way to work in maybe like a two-man show with the weather, you know, you and me together, work it out.
That'd
all right?
Be a great team. What about like a, it, you know, Johnny Ed McMahon type thing?
It's that kind of thing. Exactly. It's gonna be a hell of a fight to see who's who, but thank you, Chris. Have
Anytime,
a great day.
Tommy.
I'm taking a break, coming back, finding out what the return Newell Norman has planned for us today here on WWL.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.